DJ Epps, what's up, bro?
What's up, Free?
What's good with you, man? Long time no see, bro.
I'm saying, man. You know what I mean? I know you're busy. Of course I'm busy. But at the same time, Free, I want to say I'm so happy to see you because in this hip-hop game, some of us DJs, you know, we hold our friendship with big-name artists like a jewel. You know what I mean? And you've always been a friend to me.
Yeah.
You always been a friend to me.
Bro.
You support me. You let me book you. You come to my crib. You know what I mean? We go travel. Yo, I appreciate that friendship. And thank you, Free.
That's all love, time. Man. Like, we had a lot of good nights in Miami, bro.
Sure, appreciate you, bro. Other than that, man, how you doing?
I'm good, man. God is good. You know, I had kidney failure in 2015. I got the transplant February 2019. Everything is good. I'm healthy. You know, I feel great. I had a little bout with COVID, but, you know, by the grace of God, I got through that. And I'm here, you know, I'm finishing a new album, which is going to be amazing. And I'm just cooking, man, getting ready.
What's the name of the album?
Ah.
You got to get the jewels out, guys.
It's amazing, though. Y'all going to love it. Trust me. I put a lot of effort into it, so y'all going to love it.
Is it all you, or do you have any features on there?
I got a couple features on there. A couple nice features.
Listen, everybody.
I'll give you one Snoop on there.
Hold on. A couple more heavy ones. Wait a minute. You ain't just going to walk by and just say you got Snoop Dogg on your new album. Listen, first of all.
Sure, Rob Lowe, Sean Lincoln, bro. What's good with you?
Snoop Dogg and Freeway. Nobody never expected that. That must sound amazing.
Snoop was on my first album.
Yeah, but. Come on, right now, you and Snoop, like the hottest single. I know the album is an album cut, but like a Freeway Snoop single?
It's crazy.
Yeah. We need that.
I got you, bro. You know when I'm ready to drop, you know I'm going to reach out to you first for sure.
How's everything? Are you in Philly right now?
Yeah. Well, I just left Philly, but I'm around. Yeah.
Wait, you finally left Philly? Like you moved somewhere else?
No, I mean I just left. I was just in Philly. I live outside the city, but I was just in Philly.
You'll never move from Philly, huh?
I mean, I got a couple spots here, different places, but you know this is home. You know, so
was that Rock Nation check?
Oh man, you already know, Dutchie. What's up, Dutchie? Sound like him, bro. You already know, bro.
Yo, before the Rockefeller, the Jay-Z, like, how did Freeway get, you know, who discovered Freeway? How did Freeway come out before the Rockefeller, the Jay-Z?
I mean, just being in the trenches, being from Philly, everybody rap. You know, I had a group called Ice City. We was doing our thing in the city. We would go around battling. Like Summertime, 16th and Susquehanna, like different places where they would play ball at and do different things. All the rappers would meet up. We'd be battling, doing different things. I made a name for myself in the city. And, you know, Beans, you know, shout out Sadiq, shout out Rolla, real Rolla, rest in peace. Shout out Ooh and Champ, you know, all people that, you know, played a huge role in my success. And, you know, the rest is history, man.
No doubt.
It's easy to get it. It's hard to maintain it. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is, we talking 20 years later, still here.
A lot of people don't understand. You have to maintain it. You have to reinvent yourself. You have to keep your eyes, you know, you got to keep yourself in people's eyes. You know what I mean?
Sure. Shout out my bro, Dutchie from Major Figures. He got an album coming out, Projectiles and Cognac, and I'm on that joint too. So
make sure
y'all fuck with it. Rock. R.I.P. Jacka. That's right. That's my bro.
Yo, Dutch, hit me up, man. I just break that record for you.
I just got in the crib. I had to take the drip off.
Yeah. I see you.
Yeah, man.
Blue and yellow. Yo.
What's
up with your beard? Get your beard cream. You know, today's show is sponsored by the best beard cream. Let everybody know about the beard.
Yeah, everybody. You know. I'm the original beard in hip hop, you know, so it's only right, you know, that I got my own beard cream. Yeah. Y'all could get it from www.bestbeardcream.com, and you can follow Best Beard Cream on Instagram @bestbeardcream.
It moisturizes the beard and make sure it's shining, correct?
Yeah, yep, it's all natural. You know, it's all natural products. It's good for your beard. It promotes good beard health. It promotes good beard growth, and it keeps it moisturized.
Mm-hmm.
What you know, we got different flavors.
Yeah.
We got blueberry. We got platinum. We got different flavors, you know. So.
Nice.
And we got
a
beard wash, too. A foaming beard wash.
Once again, everybody, Best Beard Cream. Today's show is sponsored
Follow Best Beard Cream on Instagram, and bestbeardcream.com is the website.
What happened to
I also just launched a new website. I founded a new company. It's called Freedom Thinkers Academy, and it's music, health, and culture. You know, so, you know, we're inspiring people that have a passion for music to get into their craft, and we help them out with their craft. You know, I got a couple workshops. I got, you know, some do-it-yourself workshops. I got some interactive workshops, you know. So y'all could go to www.freedomthinkersacademy.com and check me out. Check out my new website.
Yeah, all indies should go check out my
FreedomThinkersAcademy.com.
Yes, yes. Sure, go check that out. Check that out. I was about to ask you, man, what exactly happened to State Property?
I mean, you know, we still good. Everybody good. We did a couple State Property tours. We did a State Property tour last year. You know, as far as us getting together and doing another album, we just got to make it happen, man. You know, inshallah, we could come together and make it happen.
Do you think
everybody's still good? Everybody's still talented. You know, everybody's still doing their thing. It's just about us coming together.
Your man. Happen.
Yeah, Petey, my man. Yo, Petey, my favorite rapper. Like, Petey got, listen, Petey sitting on so much heat, dog. Like, this nigga, he let me hear some records that's so amazing. Like that boy, Petey, boy.
But
God willing, he get his time so we can show y'all.
Why is he not pushing it? What's taking him so long, or what's?
I mean, he working on some things now. He getting ready to drop something. We working on a project together too that we going to drop. So we got a lot of stuff coming soon. Stuff to look forward to. Shout out,
and Beans, how he doing?
He doing good. Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He doing good.
Good. And Jay, man.
Everybody grinding, man. And this some of my merch too. Y'all could on my website, Freedom Thinkers Academy. Y'all could get some of my merch from there. So check out the merch. It's dope. You know, we got hats, we got shirts.
You gotta send me some a care package, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I got you, bro. You already know how we do. Listen, y'all. I'ma send DJ Epp some beard cream and give him like a week, he's gonna have a beard. I promise you.
Yeah. I'll definitely try it out. I ain't got nothing else to do. Why not? Why not?
For sure.
Once again, everybody, if you just tuned in, we got Freeway, Philadelphia Freeway in
Miss
the building.
A got bars.
Yeah, man. Today's show is sponsored by Best Beard Cream. Free. Let everybody know how much Jay was a big, huge mentor to you, a big, you know, success in your career.
Jay definitely a huge mentor to me, because who else to look up to except for the best artist in the game? You know, Jay-Z was arguably the best artist in the game today in our heyday and in our prime. And you know, every time I talked to him, I was always observant, and I always got something from it. You know, he always dropped jewels.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably got like 10 records with him. You know, it's just a blessing to be a part of Rockefeller, and then to go on and be a part of Rock Nation and be a part of the legacy, man. It's just a blessing.
Now, is it that he knows how much you like to hustle, how much you like to work, that he just brought you along? Or is this like, yo, Free, you know you're going with me. Something like Memphis Bleak. Like, he came back for the, you know, some of his boys.
I put that up. Shout out to my boy Bleak. That Bleak, my man. I love Bleak. Mm-hmm. It's work, man. Like, we did something called the B-Sides,
mm-hmm,
where Jay brought everybody together. And I got there early. I knew he was going to be there. I brought him a seat. This was like 2016, so CDs were still cool.
Mm-hmm.
I brought him a CD and some music. I brought him two CDs in case he lost one. Like, you know, he was like, damn, you brought me two. Like, I just was going. Like, you know, I'm like, I need to make this happen, big homie. And at the time, I was still doing it. I had an obligation to an independent label for a project, so I couldn't do it at that time. But I gave him some music, let him know what I was working on. Once I cleared the obligation with the independent label that I was working with, I reached back out to him, like, big homie, I'm ready. Let's make it happen. He was like, it's nothing. And he made it happen.
Do you have any artists that you're working with now that you're about to push while you're doing your project as well?
Yeah, you know, I'm establishing this Freedom Thinkers Academy thing. It's going to be dope. You know, we got a couple artists. Miss A Got Bars was just on here. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
Definitely.
It's going to be real dope.
I got
some youngins in training that got to get it together a little bit more. They got so much talent, but they just got to get focused a little bit more than we taking over the world, you know?
When you say focus, like get off the PS4 focus or, you know, study the hip-hop game more focus?
I mean, like, it's one thing, like, you know, you got talent, you can rap, you can make songs, you're creative, mm-hmm. but it takes more than that. You know, you got to have the right mind frame. You got to know how to deal with people. You got to mm-hmm. put your ego to the side. You got to be able to treat people how you want to be treated. Like, these are some of the things that's the reason why I'm still successful to this day, why I still can get a bag to this day, because I'm respectful. When I get paid to do a job, I'm on time, I do it. People know that I'm reliable, and, you know what I'm saying, I treat people how I want to be treated.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I could, you
that's,
know.
That's important, man.
People don't know. You got to be humble. Important. You know what I mean? You got to be, you know, nice. You got to treat people the way you want to be treated, just like you just said, for sure. Let me ask you something. Besides any other, besides Just Blaze, because you and Just Blaze did plenty of magic, is there any other producers out there that you love, enjoy working with?
Oh, of course. Like, you know, I love working with Just. I love working with Bink Dog. We created some magic. Mm-hmm. I love working with Jake One. Actually, me and Jake One, we're putting together a Stem Package 2. You know, we had a critically acclaimed album called Stemless Package. We're mm-hmm. putting together Stem Pack 2. We plan on dropping it next year at the mm-hmm. same time when we drop Stem Pack 1. So that's going to be dope. It's a lot of dope producers in Philly. I'm working with my man P.I., my man Biz, they from Philly. They got some crazy heat. There's so much talent in Philly, man. There's so much energy, great energy, and it's amazing. I recorded the whole album in Philly.
Make sure them boys come my way so I can help break that records, them records for you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We know what you do already, so.
Yo, Free, are you enjoying the versus battles that you've been seeing lately?
Yeah, you went on my page. Shout out to Cassidy. He had did an interview with somebody, and he was saying that he wanted to do a versus with me. And I'm really? With it, man. Let's go. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He wanted to do a versus with you?
Yeah.
Cassidy. Nothing Cassidy. Against my guy. Nothing against my guy. Great records. But against you?
Hey, man, listen, man. He got some joints, so...
Huh?
He got some joints, man, so we're gonna make it happen.
Nah, the catalog is different. The catalog is different next to Freeway. I don't know. DJ wise, that's my opinion. I don't know if I'm your Miami
see,
DJ.
Man.
I don't know what it is, but I don't see it.
We're gonna do it for Philly one time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for a Philly situation, okay.
Shout out Johnny Mac, Philly First 48. Hey. I got you, bro.
If this is a Philly versus thing, okay, that makes more sense.
And it happened. That's where it happened at on Johnny Mac First Philly First 48.
Got
it. It's a bro from Philly that's doing his thing on an interview tip. He interviewed like a lot of people from Philly, and he was actually interviewing Cass. So that's where it happened at on Philly First 48.
But who do you think you would go good up against your catalog? Who you think? In
whoever.
That era. Who? Whoever?
Whoever, yes. No, but I think Cass would be a good joint.
Man, I think Blue Beans would be better.
You know what I think would be dope, too? Me and Styles would probably be dope. You know what I'm saying?
That
Styles
would be dope.
He got a lot of joints, and he was doing it way before me, too. So he got some joints, you know. So that'd be...
Your opinion, 50 or T.I., who do you think would have won that battle? Between 50 and T.I., who do you think would have won that battle?
I don't know, man. It's different energies. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I know Fifth got them joints like that many, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's like people could have records that's hot records, and they might play them in a club, and you know what I'm saying? But certain records you feel in your heart, and you feel different about them. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's... My catalog brings a lot of that. Like, my music be attached to people's heart. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that'd be the difference in a lot of Jones. But, you know, Tip been doing this thing for years. That's my man. Shout out T.I. Like, he got an extensive catalog, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's just about how people feel about the music.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think 50 has a lot of records with females. You too. You have a couple of R&B joints.
Yeah, man, I got some joint. Like, you know, I'm humble. Like, I'll be like, you know what I mean? I don't really be talking too much trash, but dog, I got like 10 records with Jay. I got records with Mariah Carey, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, rest in peace. I was on 8 Mile soundtrack. Like, I got, like, I was Kanye first album. Like, I've been out here. I've been around. I've been doing it for a minute, bro. Like,
and that's why I say I don't think the battle between you and Cassidy isn't going to work for me. You see what you just said? All those joints, all the, I don't think that catalog right there could go up against, Cassidy could go up against you. What you just said, I don't think that could happen.
I mean, it's some, listen, bro, it's some people that think it can. I just was in the studio, and somebody was like, you gonna see? They was like really on some shit in Cass Corner. They was from uptown, but, you know, it was, it might have been a little geographical, but they was riding for Cass. You know, like, it's people that feel like he can out me on, in the joint, you know what I'm saying? And
really?
It's people that feel like I can win, so we gonna see.
Somebody on here shot the
ball. And the good thing about it is it's gonna be good for the city, like, you know, so.
Yeah, for Philly, definitely.
I think it's gonna be dope.
Shout out to Brooklyn Godfather. He said Freeway versus Cam'ron. I think that one would do good.
Man, Cam, man, listen. I remember listening, like, on them first Clue tapes when I was trying to get on.
Yeah.
And Cam was bodying shit. So, like, with me, it's a respect factor. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect Cam. I wouldn't even do a versus with him because he was on when I was trying to get on. And
yeah.
What I was trying to obtain, he had it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he'd been doing it way before me. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll do it, you know, I might do it just for fun, but, you know, it's a respect factor, like, you know what I mean, for people that was doing it before me and that I respect to that capacity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You recently had a conversation with Freeway, Rick Ross, correct?
Yeah, yep. That's the OG.
Was that your first conversation with him ever?
No, man, I've been to his crib, like, that's my man. I wrote him when he was in jail. Like, that's my people's. Yeah, I go back.
And how did
he done been in Philly? He done been in Philly with me, riding through the hood. I had him riding around North Philly in that thing.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? We go back.
He's a good guy. I met him once. He came to Miami, hung out.
Yeah,
he was promoting
sure.
his book. Mm-hmm. He's a dope guy, man. Listen. I ain't gonna keep you long, man. I appreciate you hanging out with me. But before you go, once again, let them know about the merch. You know what I mean? What's going on with you over there?
Yeah, like I told y'all, I founded a new company called Freedom Thinkers Academy, and it's music, health, and it's culture. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we addressing all those things on the website. And like I told y'all, I have some workshops and different things for artists if they want to get involved with them to help them elevate their craft. And, you know, we got merch on there and all that stuff, too. So y'all can check it out. As far as my beard cream is www.bestbeardcream.com, and y'all can follow my beard cream page on Instagram. It's Best Beard Cream.
And he got an album coming out very soon. Get ready.
Yes, sir. And the title was fire. The album is fire. It's going to be dope, man. Got y'all.
And he already gave you one sneak peek of who's going to be on the album. Look out for that, all right? Everybody, do me a favor. All my followers.
Shout out my bro, Helicopter Moss. I see you out here.
Yeah.
Son, Aisha, Son Lakers. Sis, what's up with you? I'm trying to look at these comments. I don't got my glasses on.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, me and Styles, that would be dope, though. Styles, you know, Styles. Me and Styles going to do a run together, too, eventually when things open back up. We had plans on doing a run together, like a little run on the road. Call it the freestyle tour. You know what I mean, the freestyles tour. So,
I might have to hit the powers to be and see if we can work that, man. Because that does sound right. Styles P and Freeway.
Sure.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody, follow Freeway. My man's in the building. Once we get out this pandemic stuff, we're gonna get back to the boogie in the club.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We got some new movies coming out. We got new music coming out. Everybody, follow my man Freeway. Yo, Free.
And,
at the time.
What is it? True to the Game 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out soon, and I'm all over that musically. So look out for that. It's gonna be dope. That's gonna be big for the city too.
Word up, man. Free, I appreciate you hanging out with me. Yo, be safe in this time. You know what I mean? God bless you and your family.
I gotta say one thing for my city, because I know it's probably a lot of people from my city on this joint, man. Like, all this violence and all this crazy shit stuff that's going on, all these youngins killing each other, man. Like, it's really senseless, and we really gotta figure out what we could do about this joint, because it's like getting out of hand. It's like somebody getting killed every day, young people getting killed every day in the city, man. It don't make no sense. It's senseless.
You know everywhere, so, not just Philly, everywhere. You guys got to stop it. Stop it. Stay home. Yeah. Be sure. Safe.
Shout out Canada. I see y'all.
Yeah, they in here. Baltimore in here too.
Yeah, shout out B-more. You know, I love Baltimore. I already had a lot of love for Baltimore before, but where I got my transplant at was Baltimore at Johns Hopkins. Shout out to the good people at Johns Hopkins. You know, Baltimore got a special place in my heart.
Dope. Yo, one more thing before you get up out of here. Let everybody know what's the importance of a DJ in your life.
Oh man, without a DJ, it wouldn't be an MC, it wouldn't be a rapper. You know, DJs are very important. DJs break your music. DJs ride for you every night in the club playing your music. You know, DJs DJ for you while you're performing. You know, like without the DJ, It wouldn't be no music business, man.
Mm-hmm.
Before all these playlists and all that stuff, DJs held it down. Like I remember when you had to carry crates of records into the club to DJ. You know what I'm saying? And you know, things have elevated so much since then. But you know, DJs are very important to the music business. Shout out New Orleans, man, in the building.
I told people, man, they don't know how hard it was.
They gonna see, because when I get ready to drop the single, I'm gonna give it to you. You're gonna make a movie. We're gonna come back on here and see. We told y'all the importance of the DJ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Definitely. Sure. Facts. Everybody.
Listen, bro, like, let me tell y'all. I come to Miami on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And I get with Epps, and he had me Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Friday. Club, Saturday club, Sunday pool party, Monday beach party, all bags. I go home like this, like, you know what I'm saying, with the bag over my shoulder. So
they have no idea. They have no
That's the importance of a DJ. They work them clubs. He ain't at this club, that club, free, come through. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the importance of it. You know what I'm saying?
And right now I'm winning freeway. I got the show rocking Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock. You know what I mean?
That's what's you up. Know,
this Thursday we got Slim DJ from Ray Shrummett. And next Tuesday I got Boz from the hit show Queen of the South. If you like that hit series.
Oh yeah, I watched that, John. That's dope. Yeah, I'm gonna be tuned in for sure. Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what's up. That's dope.
Anything you wanna tell everybody?
Real shit though, the people should know. The DJ's got us through this pandemic, even though it's not over. But like what you're doing Monday through Friday, what you be in the club getting bags for, you just doing this for us on you know what I mean? On a live, like, that's very important, man. You know, music touches your soul, you know what I'm saying? And in times of disparity, music is one of the things and one of the avenues that get you through, you know what I'm saying? And what all the DJs all over the world that's providing a soundtrack for us to get through this pandemic, man, I salute all y'all, man, for sure, man. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you. One thing about this pandemic, when we get out of it, one thing I know, people going to be like, Epps, Fat Man Scoop, Camilo, Kid Capri, SNS.
Ooh, yeah.
All these guys been on the gram working their ass off. I see who's working and I see who's not. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And the ones that I set on my hands alone, like, those guys are going.
And that's and who you name is everybody I fuck with when I'm in a city. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out SNS. Everybody you name, you know, show love and, you know, they'll be putting that same grind in if the world was open. They'll be in them clubs tearing it down. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what we know. Appreciate your time. Thank you for everything.
Anytime,
thank
bro.
You for your friendship. You know, whatever you need, I got you over here.
Yeah, it's all love, man. Appreciate you, bro. Anytime.
All day, my brother, man. Have a good night, all right?
All right, you too. Love.
All day.